Okay, so where do the cases stand against the people who have been charged in their states?
So many of them have run into roadblocks. Michigan, a month or two ago, a judge recently dismissed charges against 15 people there who signed false electoral certificates. The case in Georgia was severely undermined after a court ruled that the DA's office should be removed from that case. And then the biggest case of all here that did get tossed was in federal court. That was the federal election interference charges that were dropped against President Trump after he was reelected. So all of this adds up to a landscape where very few people have faced criminal repercussions for the plot to overturn the 2020 election, and these pardons just kind of guarantee that.
Okay.